Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is the Saturday edition of the program, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. A lot of those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for a premium subscription.
Those DJs.
Yeah, we're not into that stuff. We give it away free. So enjoy Free Talk Live's site on us at freetalklive.com. And we'll give you some ideas as the show goes on about how you can help us, you know, on a voluntary basis if you enjoy the show. But if you just want to get some archives or explore all the features of the site, do it on us at freetalklive.com. All right, so the phones are open for you. You can call in about anything. The number again, 800-259-9231. But Mark, where would you like to start things off tonight?
Well, I got a letter to the editor, to the Wall Street Journal, and I think that it's I think it's kind of relevant right now because, well, we're looking at making a mandatory insurance for the whole nation.
We
being the United States of America.
I'm not in that. I'm not looking at this. This is not something I want.
You may very well get it jammed down your throat.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, considering I don't actually work for a corporation.
Certain types of to be stuck elsewhere, too.
Yeah, considering I don't work for a corporation, I don't know how easily they will have a time jamming it down my throat because I don't pay federal taxes. So that'll be interesting to see what happens to me and others like me, because I would like to suggest that if you are truly opposed to socialized health care, well, first of all, you should admit to yourself that right now it's pretty much a socialist system. It's like a 53% socialist system right now. But they want to take it all the way. They want to take, well, this is kind of an interim step.
By that you mean that about half of every dollar spent in the health care system is, you know, spent
government control.
Yeah,
exactly.
Medicare, Medicaid, and a variety of other things.
Now, this health care plan they're talking about isn't going to take it to 100% government control, but I don't know. It's going to be up in the 75-85% range, wouldn't you say?
It could very well put every insurance company out of the healthcare business.
Indeed, and I know that's something that you want to talk about, but I just want to encourage people that go ahead, draw your line in the sand on this one. I mean, if you've been waiting for a good issue to make your stand and say, okay, it's not the America I thought it was anymore, and I've just had about enough. I'm no longer going to be participating with you, federal government. I will not be obeying your diktats, your statutes, your laws. Your demands will not be participating in your system. I will not be voluntarily contributing to your healthcare program, and I will do whatever I can to avoid involuntarily contributing to it as well. Just a suggestion. All right, so Mark, go ahead with the story.
This is from William in Princeton, New Jersey, and it was in the Wall Street Journal on 7709. Maybe we should be grateful to Governor Charlie Crist of Florida for showing us exactly what happens to an insurance market when the taxpayer-funded public plan, this is the Florida Citizens Property Insurance Corporation, of insurance is introduced into the marketplace. Hurricane Charlie Review and Outlook, he quotes, it's June the 29th.
So, wait. So you're telling me, now, you and I used to both live down there. We lived in the Sarasota area, which is just south of Tampa, on the West Coast, and you and I were born down there. You're telling me after we left Florida, they instituted a state-run insurance program for home insurance?
Well, Florida was going on a socialist path, and, you know, it's getting more and more so.
It's amazing to me. Yeah. That.
And, well, you know, even as a red state, you often get these what they call rhinos in there, and I'd say Charlie Crist falls into that category of, you know, Republican in name only. He's big on the crime and punishment thing, but of course he is. That grows government. It's good for bureaucratic jobs. Florida's plan, a public plan, isn't funded by actuarially computed reserves that equate risk with premium. It's funded by a taxpayer guarantee to make up for inadequate premiums when large claims inevitably occur.
So another way to say that is the government program has nothing to do with the marketplace. It has nothing to do with consumer demand. It has nothing to do with an accurate way to run a business. When you run a business, when you're running an insurance company, there are certain costs that you have to meet. You have to be careful about how much you're spending and how much you're taking in and things like this. These are things that businesses are concerned with every single day.
But, Ian, what if we could run the government as efficiently as a business?
Who How many times has that been proposed? How many former businessmen have decided to whatever the hell happened to their business? Maybe they actually made it with their business.
Sure.
Some of them have. How many former successful businessmen have gotten in, said, "All right, I'm going to take my business acumen over here to the world of the public sector and really shape things up in the States."
The government is inefficient. I wish I could do my Ross Perot imitation. Yeah, the government's inefficient and we're going to shape it up.
I don't know if that's Ross Perot, but it's funny.
Ninjas knocking at my back door. I love the idea of the government working as efficiently as a business. I just think that it's as likely as me propelling myself to the moon via my own flatulence.
Yeah.
Private property insurers either cease to operate in the state or, in competition with the public plan, or drastically decrease their market availability.
How long has this been going on? I'm sorry, since 2006?
It doesn't quote when it started, but
okay.
I would say that's about that time. Hurricane Charlie happened shortly before.
So people already, businesses, insurers, home insurers, have already started going out of business.
Well, let me tell you
a couple
story. My mom still lives in the Tampa Bay area. And she's had State Farm. This is one of the big ones, right? She's had State Farm since before I was born, and I'm 38.
Yeah, wow.
She insures her car, her home, every kind of insurance she's had through State Farm. State Farm dropped her this year.
From the entire deal?
She's never had from the home. They'll gladly take her money for cars and fire, whatever else. But when it comes to home, they dropped
her.
She's never had a claim, Ian.
That's crazy.
That's how badly State Farm wants out of the business in Florida.
So they're pulling out. They are dropping all their clients, is what you're saying?
I can't say that, but they dropped one of their best, from what I can tell.
Well, how do you compete with a state-run program? I mean, from a business perspective, how do you do that?
Well, the state isn't going to run efficiently, and, I'm sorry, they don't have the same incentives that the business in the marketplace does, and it's just they're going to stay in business no matter what, because the taxpayers have to pay, and they're going to drive people out of business.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment here, Mark, with this story, because we've got somebody on the line that has a topic that has nothing to do with this, and I just want to go to it, because it is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. So let's talk to Chuck, listening to WKCT in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good to talk to you.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I was thinking about, everyone's talking about the president and his birth certificate, and is he really an American, or is he from another country, and my wife brought up this movie that we saw some time ago called Catch Me If You Can. It starred Leonardo DiCaprio.
He played like a scam artist, right?
Yeah. We were sitting there drawing comparisons. What if a guy in Africa decided he would fake a birth certificate, come over and get into the Senate for a few days, run for president? She said, hey, he's just like Catch Me If You Can. And, until somebody shows me a birth certificate, I believe he is.
Well, I think that
you're going to keep paying taxes, though, aren't you?
Well, I'm going to have to if I want to stay out of jail, of course. But maybe somebody will listen to this and call his hand.
Well, here's my question
for
you.
There are Hawaiian newspapers that did report his birth at the time that it occurred, so it seems to me likely that he was born in Hawaii. However, I'm really surprised that he hasn't released this long-form birth certificate that they're talking about.
Why should he? He's already the president.
Well, why shouldn't he?
Yeah, it's a simple thing. If you go to grade school, they make you show it.
Look, I see where y'all are coming from with this whole, where was he born thing, because it seems to be important considering there are certain qualifications one must have in order to run for that particular office. But let's say that tomorrow Barack Obama is ousted, that tomorrow he is discovered to have been a fraud.
The Supreme Court decides he's out of there.
Right.
They probably won't deport him, though.
But so what if they do? Who cares if he gets kicked out of office? Then you've just got Joe Lieberman, or whatever the hell that other guy's name is, Biden. They're all the same to me. You just have, Joe Biden in his place. What has changed?
Well,
you got
a point there. I mean,
thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And that's just it. People spend so much time and effort on this. The birth certificate, we need to find out about this. But what would significantly change whether it was Joe Biden or if George Bush was the vice president? It'd be the same old thing. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride and less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231, and you need to know that our website is free. The features there include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to prove that they listen to the show, and you can see them over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. I guess it's sort of like a vitamin. It also contains antioxidants from real fruits, goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit. These superfruits that are contained in Chews for Health are considered to be, by many experts, the most nutrient-rich fruits in the world. You can try it out yourself by going to orderchoose.com, and they have a special offer for a free trial for 1 week. If you, all you have to do is pay for the shipping and handling. If you call right now at 1-800-219-8874, you're only going to get the free trial if you go to call this telephone number, 800-219-8874. It's Choose for Health.
So, Mark, I want to ask you briefly, and I want to get right to these phone calls because people are waiting patiently, and some folks have to they want to talk about the insurance issue we opened the show up with. But I just wanted to throw out a question to you of what were you going to driving toward a point here? I mean, what we were pointing out is that down in Florida, they have this Florida-run home insurance program that is, of course, knocking the existing insurance companies out of business because how do you compete in the marketplace with an entity that has no response to market signals, is not interested it doesn't have to play by the same rules as you because it can steal its overhead. It can steal from people to support itself. And how do you compete with that? You've got businesses that are apparently going out of business. They're dropping clients. Your mother has been a client of State Farm Insurance for more than 40 years or something like that. And she was just unceremoniously dropped. She never filed a claim from home insurance. And so that's what you're pointing out. You're paralleling the Florida home insurance program, this state-run program, to what they're proposing at the national level, the healthcare program. Did you want to drive at a point or a question for some listeners? Because we already have calls on this. I just wanted to see if you had something.
Well, I guess if you think that it's a good idea that the government gets into healthcare, further into healthcare, because it's already spends half of every dollar that's spent in healthcare, do you want it so badly that you'll force other people to pay for it?
So should other people be forced to pay for...
Right. If they don't want to pay for your health care, which I understand that you need, I get that, how long should they go to prison for?
If they don't want to pay.
Right. If they,
if I decide with the new government program that they're going to maybe put in place, right, it seems to be going that direction in Washington, D.C., if I decide that... not interested in putting my money into that program. I'll just fly to Austria or something like that, or Mexico, and get my health care there. I'm not interested in your government health care program. I'm going to go with my private providers and not play by your rules. What should the prison sentence be?
Yeah, how long should I be separated from my family, from my child, my wife, if I don't want to participate in socialized or government-mandated insurance or whatever?
Great question. The number is 800-259-9231. If you have an answer for that, that's 1-800-259-9231. Or you can bring up anything. We go ladies first to Carrie, listening to KUSA in Washington. Carrie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yeah. Gosh, that's a great subject you just brought up. I didn't hear that at the beginning of the show. I was calling about the Obama comment about if he was kicked out tomorrow, what difference would it make?
Yeah.
If it was proven that he got into office illegitimately, it would make a big difference.
How?
Because the whole Obama administration would lose base, and they would lose their mandate. And they
what
would
mandate? Wait, slow down. Slow down.
Well,
slow down. I want to really understand what you're saying here. What mandate?
Well, the mandate they supposedly went in with was a landslide of an election that, wasn't landslide, but they called it that.
Here's what I'd like to understand. Where did this mandate come from? Is it just in your mind?
I'm sorry?
Where does the mandate come from? You say there was a mandate that they went into office.
Supposedly. She's not interested in the mandate.
But
however,
what is the how does the mandate come to be if there is indeed a mandate? I don't believe there is a mandate.
I agree.
Where do you come to the...
saying there is. So, I think a 4% swing in the vote is not enough for a mandate, but that's what they went in with, that they have free gratis now. They can put in all the programs that the liberals have been wanting for years, what they've done.
So let me see if I've got this straight. You believe that if Obama is found to have been illegally put into office and is just summarily rejected, just bounced out of office, Joe Biden gets bounced up to the president's seat, that all of a sudden he'll be just unable or unable to do his job, supposedly, as president and pass all these programs? You think he'll just shy back from that?
I think that the public opinion will be so strong against the administration that, just like now, that it's turned them away from health care, not away, but has kind of backed them down a little bit. It's because of public sentiment, and the same public sentiment would keep them from going on with their socialistic ideas here.
I think that Kerry's right.
And here's why
I think it's right. I'll give you an example. George Bush was essentially neutered shortly, you know, as the Iraq War progressed. We became deeper and more mired into the quagmire that it was.
Not me.
Okay, fine. God, I hate when you do that crap.
So?
All right, the United States government and the military that it has became mired in Iraq, and he lost his mandate, as it were. Not that he ever had one, but that's fine.
That's fantasy.
Fine. The mandate's a fantasy. Absolutely true. However, the media says there's a mandate, and the sheeple believe the media. All right? So then Bush says, we're going to move towards privatization of Social Security. He had a Republican Congress. You know, I'm not exactly sure of the year on that. So I'm not going to take the step there. But he was not able to get his Social Security privatization through.
You are cherry-picking, Mark, because you want a perfect example of what happens when people are upset at the federal government. You want to talk about approval ratings being poor? Because the Congress, as I recall, had an approval rating as low as 9% at some point within the last few Bush years. And they don't care. They went right ahead. It didn't matter to them what people thought of them. It didn't matter to them that they got 100 calls to one on the first bailout issue saying, please don't do this. Please don't do this. They still went right ahead and pushed on through with it. The people didn't stop fighting in Iraq. Nothing has significantly changed. I mean, you're arguing that one little idea, one little proposal that was on the table didn't make it through, therefore that something significant had changed. Seems to me the government's bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive, and more expensive than it's ever been, and I'm telling you that that would not change if Joe Biden was the vice president. I think you're living in a fantasy if you believe that, and that includes you, Mark.
Carrie? I thought she...
Carrie, are you still there? She's gone. All right. Yes, Mark, you want to jump in with some nonsense?
You know, I understand that they do that. However, you can cobble them to some extent. The federal government is absolutely intrusive. They absolutely spend way too much money, no doubt.
As though that Biden guy is going to all of a sudden say, oh, man, I'm not going to sign this bill because people don't like me. Give me a break. He'd get right in there and just keep rolling forward with the same old agenda because the same people would still be sitting in the House of Representatives and the Senate. They're all the same. It doesn't matter what political party that they are in or what plot of land they're born on. I mean, that's what everybody's getting so excited about with Barack Obama. Hey, he was born on that plot of land over there. That'll change things if we get him out of office.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon
coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, and they include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, and they go back an entire year on us. Free Talk Live. .com. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Just looking at the Audible website here, I see James Patterson's swimsuit, Janet Ivanovich's Finger Lickin' 15, and Nora Roberts. So there's all kinds of big names over there.
Very good. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get one of them free. So, Mark, we started things out with the insurance issue, this health insurance thing, which is going to be government-run. The plan is, and it hasn't passed yet, but it's looking promising. The plan is to shove mandatory health insurance down all Americans' throats, kind of like they've done in Massachusetts, where the state of Massachusetts has mandated that everybody get themselves health insurance. And if they don't want to go ahead and get themselves health insurance, then they're going to come in and, well, force them to have health insurance. They're going to jack some money out of their paycheck and sign them up even if they didn't want it.
Probably for the government's plan.
From the government, for the government's plan. And, of course, the government's jumping into the insurance business, or wants to at the federal level, jump into the insurance business to provide some dramatically unfair competition to the existing cartel that for years had thought they were going to be safe from competition by using the government to protect them from new people getting into the game. That's what regulations are all about. It's where one established industry, and a given established industry, protects itself by using its buddies in in government from any newbies that want to come into the business and actually innovate and provide some real competition. So these old boys in the insurance companies have now it's now over. It's going to be curtains for them because they have they teamed up with the state, and now the state is going to stab them in the back by getting into the market and offering insurance at a much lower rate because it'll be subsidized because they're the government. And your question earlier was, for those of you listeners, and of course you're welcome to call in about anything, but the question was, if this goes through, this federal insurance program thing goes through, and Mark, my co-host, doesn't want to pay for it, if you don't want to pay for it, Mark, what should the punishment be for you? What should happen to you and your family if you decide, no, not interested, don't want to be forced into this, I'm going to do everything I can to avoid this, if that means not paying taxes anymore, whatever I can to avoid contributing to something I seriously disagree with, this socialized medicine system, what should the punishment be? Is that right?
That's right. All right. I mean, you know, not that I disagree with insurance. I certainly have had health insurance in the past. I don't right now.
Or your thoughts on anything at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Greg in Tallahassee. Listening to WFLA. Hey, Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Well, we were talking about this Florida insurance plan they have down here on the houses.
Yeah, it's a home insurance plan run by the state, right?
Correct. I ran insurance with State Farm on all my houses over the years. And I was with State Farm for years and years and years. And I got dropped just like, up, you know, like nothing. I never had a claim in my whole life.
Wow.
And I got dropped.
What did they say to you?
What I did to settle that, what I did, they just dropped me. Period. Said they weren't going to insure no more.
Amazing. So they're not even
signing. In the Tampa Bay area, you know, they had the hurricanes down through there, and they decided not to do any more insurance, I guess.
Right. They're not writing new policies, and they're dropping people.
And they're dropping, and especially in areas that's near the water. And so I just sold out. I said, well, I'm not going to mess with this state insurance. Now I rent when I'm in Florida, I'm renting, and let somebody else worry about the insurance.
Mm.
And I've run between here and Texas. I stay out in Texas, and I stay here some. I grew up here.
Makes sense. It sounds like a sensible move. Just one less hassle to deal with.
I got one more hassle I'm going to not deal with, too, and that's this government health care deal.
Yes, sir. Your thoughts on that?
It is. I'm not going to do nothing with it. As a matter of fact, if it does get passed, I've made up my mind. I'm retired. So I made up my mind. I'm going to go to Mexico or go to Brazil, one or the other.
I don't think it's a bad idea because your money is going to go a lot farther down there. You might as well use those dollars while they still have some value.
Well, now in Brazil, it's much better than it is here because their inflation down there, they're not on a dollar.
Mm.
Okay, their money system doesn't go by the dollar. But the American dollar right now is 30%. If you go down there and retire, let's say you go down there with $1,000 just to live for a month,
mm-hmm.
you will get about 300 and some dollars more value out of your $1,000.
I believe it, and I'm sure that's not the only place in the world where you could do that. I've heard good things about Costa Rica and over in the Eastern Bloc, places like what's the country over there?
Estonia.
Yeah, Estonia's got some good rumors flying around about how the economy is good over there because they got rid of the crazy income tax they had and replaced it with a flat tax, and it's done a lot to boost the economy. So there's all kinds of international options. I myself am not ready to leave, but I can certainly appreciate anybody who is. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I moved back in 2006 to New Hampshire from Florida, and you as well, Mark, because we're part of the Free State Project, a movement of 20,000 liberty-oriented people, or what we hope to be 20,000 at someday, it's at around 9,500 right now, that are planning to move, and hundreds of them have already moved to New Hampshire in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime by getting together. So we're not running away anymore. We're kind of retreating to one location, regrouping, and we're getting active in a concentrated manner in a certain specific geographic area, and that, of course, is New Hampshire, freestateproject.org. We'll tell you more about that as we go on here. But your call's about what you want. Let's go to Ray, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hey, Ray.
Hey, appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind
tonight? One thing I just want to comment on was, no matter where you are, whether you're a big corporate gov, or if you're just pure Joe Schmo. You know, unfortunately, it seems like more and more our society's not doing the right thing. You know, just
what
money
would the right here. Thing, before you go on, what would the right thing be for Ray?
Oh, I tell you know, the drive, the love of money is the root of all evil. You know, I believe that's just ruined our country. Instead of, you know, doing what's right, you know, if an employer works his tail off, an employee works his tail off, and an employer should, you know, reward him, you know, there's nothing wrong with making a profit, but when you try to rape society, you know, with outrageous.
So you're blaming businessmen for the problems?
In business, I'm blaming just in general. You know, right now I'm working a part-time job even as we speak, but mm-hmm. I'm doing it because I accrued debt. You know, I'm not running away from my debt. I am paying it off.
That's good.
You know, where many people, you know, they say forget it, and then the rest of us end up having to pay for that, and that's one of the things that the insurance companies are complaining about. And it seems like whether you're Democrat or Republican, you know, it seems like the Democrats want to talk about people that aren't getting health care, and the Republicans want to talk about things like phony lawsuits, but nobody's talking about the whole picture. If everyone would just do what they should, you know, health care given reasonable, affordable rates, and people paying their bills, you know, and the same thing with homeowners insurance. And as far as that, any other, you know, type of commerce that you could discuss wouldn't have all these issues. The government's trying to come in and, you know, say that they have the answer, which they don't.
So, Mark, do you understand what he's suggesting? I'm having a tough time.
I'm a little confused on exactly where he is going with it, but I guess let's go back to where you're talking about the employers, you know, raping and pillaging the workers. And I'm kind of curious, you know, recently we had the big auto manufacturers, you know, got bailed out by the government. And those are the guys with the union workers, whereas Honda, Toyota, who also have plants here in the United States where their workers are not unionized, didn't get bailed out.
Really?
It seems to me that's correct.
Wow, I didn't know there were auto companies that didn't have unionized workers. That's amazing. I know you're driving to a point here. We'll bring Ray back for a moment here and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta,
and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable boy pet set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, and you can, again, bring up anything, point of the show. FreeTalkLive.com is the website, and we give away the features there if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live. One of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You know Amazon, they are the world's largest internet retailer, and they sell virtually anything that you might be looking for. I was looking into getting another megaphone for the activists here in the area, and there were at least several, a whole bunch of megaphones from which to choose. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Get your shopping done and feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time. Let's go back to Ray, listening to WFLA in Tampa. We've been talking about the issue of health. Started things out by talking about the issue of government-mandated health insurance, this government-run insurance program that they're looking at shoving down our throats. And you were saying that you kind of went through a litany of things that you felt were problems with the country. And just to focus on, I think, what was one of the first ones, was it your insistence that the love of money is the root of all evil, kind of this common cliche that you hear a lot of people, unwittingly just spouting? I personally don't believe in that. I like money, and maybe I even love having money because it allows me to create things that I otherwise wouldn't be able to do. I'm here doing this show right now because I took my money and invested it in a radio studio for myself so I could do this program. So I don't know if I necessarily subscribe to that. Let's butt him down for just a moment here because I don't know if he's even listening. But we'll bring him back when we ask the question. But Ray was talking about the issue of, there's these businesses out there that are doing mean things. You know, they are – Ray, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Just hearing a lot of noise there in the background. What you were saying is there are these businesses that are out there, you know, maybe paying the CEO too much, and they're kind of giving the short shift to their employees, and they need to start doing the right thing. Was that pretty much what you were getting to?
Yeah, there's a difference between having money and money having you. You know, I don't have a problem with people having money.
Dude, I totally understand where you're coming from, and I think that what you're looking at is a – you've kind of got a pie in the sky solution. Not that mine's going to be any less pie in the sky, but let me run this by you here real quick and see what you think. You're saying people just need to start doing the right thing. These business owners just need to start paying people more and maybe paying their CEOs less or whatever. You know, however they need to change their business model to do something that will satisfy you and those who are kind of in that same camp. But what I'm going to suggest to you is that the business owners are not going to do what you are suggesting until their incentives change. The reason why employees are being treated the way that they are, and I have to say that they're being treated far better in many places today than they ever were in the past. I mean, today we take things for granted, like having air conditioning and overhead lighting in the workplace. And so the reason why those things happened was because competitors were in the industry and they were offering something a little better to employees to get the pick of the employees. And so the other business owners had to step it up. They had to start competing or lose their employees. And what we have today, as I was pointing out with the health insurance companies, is this cartel situation where the businesses are restricted in number by government licensing, by government mandates and regulations that just constrict the marketplace to a very select few providers. And so what I'm telling you is that until that changes, the incentives of the businessmen won't change. They're insulated from competition. They don't really have to do any of these things that you're suggesting because you can't get in and start your own business in that industry and compete unless you have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, with which to pay all of the bribes or licensing fees or whatever you want to call them to get into the business. So until that changes, until we can get rid of this government oversight of the business entities, they're never going to shape up because nobody new with significantly fresh ideas can jump into the market and compete with these folks. The government prevents that from happening. So the irony is here, a lot of people look to the state and they say, oh, government, that's what you're here for. You're here to save us from the evil businessmen. Come on in here and tell these guys how much money they can make. Well, that can happen, but it's not going to solve your problem. Even if the government comes in and says, all right, Nike shoes, you need to start paying your CEO $100,000 a year, and you've got to give raises to all the people that work for you. Even if they come in and do that, it's not going to change the fundamentals of the fact that Nike just doesn't have competition in the marketplace as easily as they could in the absence of the government regulations. And so, therefore, they won't really change the way they're doing business. You'll just force them to change one of the ways they do business. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. 100%. I think if people would just...
Oh, darn it. We're losing your cell phone. Thanks for the try, though, Ray. Appreciate hearing from you.
Good job talking him into the dirt, though, buddy.
Well, you know, it was a difficult point to make because a lot of people just kind of presume that that they can solve the perceived issues of the business world where they believe the market is failing. They believe they can solve that by getting in and passing some new law as though that's going to make things better. The more government control you put on business, the more restricted the marketplace becomes, the more difficult it is for people to get in and compete. Therefore, the poorer the conditions are for the employees, the fewer the choices are. Fewer?
Yes.
Fewer the choices are for the consumers, and that's not good for the economy, none of that stuff. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Peter, listening in West Palm Beach to WFTL. Hey, Peter.
Earlier point about an earlier topic. If Obama wasn't a citizen, Biden wouldn't take over. It would be the person that finished second in the election, which, of course, would be McCain. And if you could imagine what kind of government transition that would be.
Well, it certainly would be interesting, but I think that there are constitutional scholars debating this issue right now, and
I jumped to that conclusion.
It was a Biden Obama ticket, so Joe Biden was elected.
I don't know.
It's just a speculation. I mean, there are constitutional scholars arguing just what you're talking about right now, but it's kind of I think that more or less what you're going to have is, hey, we're in power now, so shoo. I don't think that McCain's going to it's not going to transfer. I wouldn't imagine, but it's all speculation.
Well, anyway, that was the point.
Yeah, okay. I think it's interesting, and I'm glad you brought it up because people didn't get to hear the other side of that debate.
Sure, and again, what would it change, really? I mean, okay, maybe McCain would have a slightly different priority with, like, the National Service Program, forcing all American youth to go and work for the U.S. government. Instead of creating an alternate program, he might focus more on forcing people into the military instead of Obama going to force people into some sort of make-work program.
Instead of the Marines willy-nilly running all over Pakistan and Afghanistan threatening villages, as they have. Look at the news.
What if the Democrats said, we're not going to surrender power?
Right, and I don't think they would.
Well, it would be an interesting situation.
Because there are constitutional scholars debating this issue right now.
They have no answer.
On it. What would you do if you were Joe Biden and you were the vice president?
Yeah, I guess he would order the...
He'd say, no, this is the rule, and I suppose the Supreme Court would decide, but... It'd be very interesting to see. Didn't Obama, especially if he can get this Sotomayor gal in, there's no way that both Biden's going to leave.
Now that I support, if that throws the federal government into chaos, into this tailspin that they're just so busily fighting over who the head of the agency is going to be that they don't actually get anything done in that time, I'd be in favor of that.
Good point.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Drew in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Hey, Drew.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
You got a lot of callers for Florida tonight. It's pretty interesting.
Well, WFLA is a powerhouse, as is WFTL on the East Coast. So big stations, lots of calls. Go ahead.
Education and credit card debt. Like, maybe we should start, informing people, because I've been listening to all this, overwhelming information, I mean, even a sensory overload, if you will, of, like, people and, my credit card, lender, swindled me. They didn't give me the information I needed. Why don't we have, like, a driver's license for credit card usage? People, you have to take this course, understand what you're getting into, what these terminologies are, and then you can use a credit card.
It's not a bad idea. Obviously, I don't like the idea of forcing people to do something that they don't want to do, so I wouldn't support it on that basis. But educating people about financial intelligence, yes. Let's definitely help people understand finances. I know there's a guy on the radio out there, Dave Ramsey, that does apparently a pretty awesome job of this, as I understand it. But because Americans just don't understand. They just don't get it. And that's because most of us went to government school, where I remember what they taught me about finances in government school.
It was home economics, man. That's what it was. Here's how you bake a cake. Here's how you budget your checkbook. See you later.
That's all they did. They told me how to write a check. I didn't even get the balancing the checkbook part. They just told me how to write a check.
Right.
Here, the government has no incentive. Keep the economy going.
Well, it's amazing. I think you're absolutely right that people need to learn financial intelligence. But one thing's for sure, I don't trust the government to teach it to them. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Parents need to get this down, and they need to explain it to their kids and make sure they understand it because it's the most one of the most important things that you can teach your kids. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes. Arrested for war crimes, he now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.